CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, baby, you made it to Friday. Let's give ourselves a pat on the back. Let's just be for a minute thrilled at how fantastic we are to have made it to another Friday, huh? Don't you think we deserve that, Sia? What do you think? Now you'll need to turn on your mic. You moron. Oh my god, that's so silly. And this is the person I trust to organize guests. He can't even remember to switch his own mic on.
Damn it.
Oh, silly. What's happening?
Wait for Leanne.
Oh yeah, we'll see. She'll probably leave hers on. All right, so we start this morning with a reprimand from Sia, not Sia Sangweni on the show, but a Sia who listens to us, says, guess some people don't know what time 6 a.m. is.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I imagine that with like a couple of finger snaps.
Brandon saying, all right. I think we got to make that ours like Matthew McConaughey did. I mean, it's not very original since he's already used it, but all right. I like that a lot.
All right. People are reminding me about the jar I set up. Okay.
Yes, a mute swear jar. So come on, 10 rand.
I actually have my wallet here.
10 okay. Rant for Sia. And we only
now, what, where's it going?
I don't know. We buy something nice.
Well, how do I keep track of it? Do I just keep it separately?
Well, it's going to be mostly you, so do whatever you like. Sean says it's a big day today. Why is that, Sean? And Bailey says, my dog woke me up, so now I have to watch you guys instead of listening to podcasts later. Oh. Sorry, Bailey. It's such a pain. Pippa says, I'm here because I need my fix this morning. Emma says, woohoo, my first time watching. That's right. Oh. And I've got a little coffee here, which Emma has already pointed out. It's a little espresso. Very, very nice. That's my thing now. I have an espresso in the morning. Yes. Yeah.
There's certain patterns that are just now the new thing.
Yeah. Hey, Sean says the reason today is a big day is because of Senegal. Listen, whatever happens there, because today's the day that the trial resumes for the murderers of that guy, Brendan Horner. And so Senegal is going to turn into the epicenter of everyone who has either an interest in farm murders, which is perfectly legitimate, you know. If you are one of those people in South Africa who is increasingly upset that any group of South Africans is targeted for murder and farmers are seemingly particularly vulnerable, and also for racists on both sides, you're going to have white racists who are going to go there just to agitate, and you're going to have black racists who are going to go there just to agitate, and I hope nothing happens. Because nobody needs any violence, right? Nobody wants this thing to turn into a massive cause, a catalyst for racial disharmony. And that's the easiest way to put it. But I'm not super focused on this, I have to tell you, Sean. It's something that's sort of been happening. But I also think that the agitators on the side of people who actually aren't, you know, like the Saitlanders group. Because I've spoken to friends of mine who are farmers, and they're mostly not getting involved because they can see that this is a trap being set for them by the EFF. And then I've got people on the left, on the other side, who are saying, well, you know, we got to stand up for ourselves, otherwise these white people are going to think we're trying to push us around. And if we don't stand up for ourselves and we don't show them that we're here and we're not to be fucked with, then, you know, we're going to lose face. So there's, I think it's being blown up to more than it should be. And I hope
it doesn't. What makes you say that?
Well, I hope it doesn't escalate because I don't think people in this country actually hate each other. I don't think that most South Africans are in a perpetual situation of race war. We may annoy each other across the spectrum. We may annoy each other generationally. We may annoy each other because you meet someone who's not of the same color as you and you decide that they annoy you in the shop, for example. You may be irritated by people who are richer than you, or you may hate people that are poorer than you. There are all kinds of reasons for people to find disparities, and for people to use those disparities as a reason to hate everyone else who looks like those people, or who behaves like those people. And I think that's probably wrong. Certainly, that is what this country has tried its best over the course of the last 20 to 30 years of our history to dispel and to stand against. And I always feel like occasions like this, there are a few people who are angry, who are fired up, who are very motivated to cause trouble. And then there are a few people who will hopefully step into the fray, real leadership, and say, look, guys, let's calm down. Because I can't imagine that anyone wants this country to deteriorate into armed conflict. Not that this event can spark a full-on civil war. I don't believe it can. But I don't think there are enough people.
But it will just be unnecessary violence.
Well, that's it. And people will probably lose their lives if it gets out of control. And people will probably lose their, you know, they'll be injured. They'll find themselves in very tricky situations. I hope it doesn't happen. I don't want to see anyone killed. Especially not over politics. It's just, you know, in the year 2020, you're able to figure out, I hope, most of us are, that politics is not the most important thing about the world. And that you're able to determine a future for yourself largely devoid of politics. In other words, you do not need to be in power to have a good life. Does that make sense? I know that sounds so obvious. Sounds like such a, well, sure. But throughout human history, in order to have a good, happy, successful, contented, materially abundant life, you had to be in power. Or you had to belong to a group that was in power. That's not true anymore. It really isn't. And we can all find ways to get along. And we can all find ways to be constructive together. And we live in this country where there is an enormous amount of opportunity and possibility. And obviously, you know, there are people who will try to disrupt that. There are obviously people who will do their best to make it about conflict, to make it about politics. And I feel that that's a waste. Oh, hey, Leanne Moll.
Oh, hi there.
How are you?
I've been having microphone issues this morning.
Well, I've had nasal issues. Do you want to compare?
Oh, goodness. Oh,
right. I'll tell you about my nasal issues. Hang on.
Okay.
Is it the fever of hay?
Yeah, turn on your camera.
Oh.
Why are you hiding from us?
That'll help. Is it the fever of hay?
It's the fever of hay. How's that microphone working out for you?
So, yeah, the platform we're on isn't picking it up.
You need to go out and come back in, and it'll give you the option.
Done that about
we've tried that
yeah. time.
Oh shit, okay.
But if you can hear me okay for now.
Yeah, it's not great. Let's get really technical and boring. Are you monitoring through the microphone or through your laptop?
With my headphones.
Yeah.
I've now plugged them into the laptop because I've unplugged the microphone.
Okay. Well, they sound better, but you've got to watch that scratchy stuff because you see that little thing on the headphones?
Oh, I see.
That is a microphone. So that is essentially what you're talking to us through now.
I shall hold it out straight.
Still, you sound much better than you did on those other crappy earphones that you had on before.
Oh, that's good.
But we'll figure this out. We'll get it right.
Good.
Monroe BC wants to know, Leanne, how's your sleeping Jesus?
Oh, that is a very important question.
Oh, now I can't hear any of you at all. Oh, there you are.
I'm just going to go to...
Oh.
So confused.
Sounded like fart. I'm going to get Leanne another microphone and just drop it off at her house. Give me 2 seconds.
Oh. Okay.
How funny would it be if there was a knock at the door?
No, that would be a little concerning, but sure.
There, I just left it at your door.
Oh, thanks. I'll get it in a sec.
I'm sure you can teach Joey to go and open the door, can't you?
Gosh, with his little sticks, they'll poke right through the keyhole.
Letu Kolo says, 10 Rand into the camera off jar for ass. Yes, that's right. Leanne, we're running a jar.
Yeah.
Punishment jar for every time you leave your microphone on mute or any of that stuff. All right.
Okay.
Now we're getting lots of people giving us instructions as to how we can get our mics connected properly. Trust me, we'll figure it out.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. No, Leanne, we had asked. Sorry, you couldn't hear us when Gareth asked. How's your sleeping Jesus?
Oh, so I finally went to the sleeping Jesus heaven yesterday.
Oh, wow. What's that?
In Bedford View.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Bedford View sleeping turns Jesus. Out to be a really exciting place for a number of reasons I didn't expect, and a sleeping Jesus heaven is one of them.
Yeah.
Right. Bedford View.
It's called Vital Air.
Oh, how exciting.
And you walk in and there are all these masks and it looks like it could be like a gimp shop. With these models with these attachments to their noses and mouths.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I pulled out my newly devised contraption.
Yeah.
Thinking that it would put a smile on this woman's face.
Instead,
she said to me, I've seen CPAP users be very creative. So my wooden spoon and tennis ball didn't even make a huge impression.
That's sad.
I think somebody else has done better than me. I can't take it.
I thought your contraption
or
was
worse in this case.
Isn't it terrible when you think you've come up with something really great and someone says to you, that's not so great?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, okay. She said, trust me, they can get very creative. I failed to impress on that point.
Very creative.
Yeah. But I've got my new one. All's good. And life goes on. So at least I look sexy in bed again.
Yes, that's very nice, Leanne.
Because I don't have a wooden spoon and a ball. I've just got a mask.
Well, given the context, though, you know.
Fantastic. All right, so lots of things to talk about this morning. Where shall we begin? What's happening this weekend? Because that's always fun. I want to know if you guys are up to anything cool. Come on, Sierra, there's got to be one thing.
You ask the question with hope every week.
Okay. Just say no. Just say nothing.
No, I'm going to speak about this honestly. Full disclosure, so that if something goes wrong, I've at least acknowledged it.
What is it?
My cousin has offered me Botox.
Uh-oh.
At her practice.
Uh-oh.
She gave me a long spiel about it. She says, listen, there are like a couple of units with your name on it. I'm just saying, use it, don't use it. She says, like, I have very, like, overly expressive lines on my forehead. And she says, my frown line here between my eyebrows could do with a bit of work. And she says, she'll just do enough for me to figure out for the next 3 months if I like this feeling or not. And I'm thinking, let me do it. Why not?
You are how
old? How old are you again?
And she also picked up on that. She said, 25 is just the perfect time to start this.
Oh, yeah. Just remember, this is her business. She sells people Botox every day. For her, any age is the perfect age, as long as
you're
spending money.
But also, she's my cousin. I feel like she wouldn't lead me astray.
Oh, you don't know. Haven't you heard?
So the medical companies have already got to her. That's the thing.
Correct.
Okay, well, look, I know a little bit about this. I don't use Botox for cosmetic reasons. I use them for my bruxism, which is the clenching of my jaw, which grinds my teeth.
There's another problem of yours we didn't know you had.
Hypercognia last week, bruxism this week. Okay.
But what the thing is that they call it preventative Botox. Right. So it stops the problems before they start. Mm-hmm. Because those lines that you pointed out are only going to get worse over time.
Exactly.
And before the indentations actually make their mark, it stops from doing that. So, I see your point. But I just worry about you personally and you're going to become addicted to it, and then we're not going to have the seer that we used to have.
Oh, I was so excited on Monday.
Do yourself
I'm
a favor,
so
seer.
Happy to see you.
Yeah, go and have a look at the Duchess of Alba, okay?
I will not become the Catwoman, Gareth.
Go and look at the Duchess of Alba. Type that into your Google search bar, Duchess of Alba, and have a look at any picture you choose that comes up. That's going to be Sia in about 20 years' time, because he's going to get addicted to Botox.
No, that will not be me, okay?
Leanne, have you looked it up?
No.
I don't have to because I've looked before.
Yes.
That's Sia.
There we go.
Yeah. Look, you only get that look from fillers and cosmetic surgery. But Botox can only take you so far.
I'm also just curious in general. So I'm thinking I'll do this. I'll leave the lines here for now. And if, look, what's the worst that could happen right here between my eyes, you know?
But what do you mean?
I just wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do that. Then how are we going to know when you're not doing that?
Because if you hold your skin like that and you try to do it, then, look, I don't know, Sia.
You're terrible.
I would say, you know what? I would say when you approach Leanne and my age, maybe you can do it. But to do it at 25, oof.
Apparently, but see, that wouldn't be preventative anymore.
Yeah, but apparently, okay, so that may be true. I don't know. I'm not an expert on this. But apparently, it stays in the skin for, what, 6 months
six
or so?
Months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it depends on the person. For me, it's to the day.
Yeah. So Leanne went to the GIMP shop, and Sia's going to have Botox. This is going to be great. I'm going to basically be – all I need is Joe Biden to complete the picture, and I'm with senile, old – Botox fucked people. I may as well be in old age home.
Having the Botox will make sure I'm not old and senile.
Hey, I didn't mention this yesterday. People are still waiting to hear about that World War II bomb that they found. Remember we talked about it on Monday? That one under the river in Poland?
Uh-huh.
Well, they blew it up and it exploded. And it caused this huge big like a tower of water. It went off under the water, and then it made this massive explosion, and the water came back down again, and nobody was hurt because they evacuated the area, but it actually went off. So they were trying to remove it without it going off, but then it went off, so I hope no one was injured defusing it. But this massive, massive bomb from World War II, it just shows you those explosives stayed in that thing for, what, 70 years? Phenomenal. I mean, that's really something. That's scary.
So, the type of people who do this as a job are just very particular people. I'm sure they get a bit of a thrill to know that, oh, you know, if I do this wrong.
You know what it's like for me? I think it might be a similar personality trait to paramedics or firefighters.
No.
Where they know, they
you have to
there's something switched off in their brain where it's switched on in ours.
Yeah.
It's this case of I have to do it. I'm the only person who can. Nobody else is going to do it. Let me do it.
Well, in the case of paramedics, a lot of them genuinely want to help people. It's the same reason some people become doctors or teachers or policemen or nurses or whatever. And then some of them are doing it because there's a thrill attached to it. You know, like, you know, you have to be the sort of person who's willing to be the first on a scene of something really grisly. And a lot of doctors, paramedics, people like that don't mind that stuff. I would avoid that like the plague. And I think you're right, Leanne. It's like something is switched on in their brains that's off in ours or off in our brains and on in theirs.
I think I
said the same thing twice.
There's almost a test for us, and that's if there was a massive crash right next to you with cars flipping in the air, we would probably carry on driving and not stop.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't want to get involved in something like that. But there are people, thank God there are people in the world who would, because otherwise we'd all just
absolutely
be in accidents and no one would stop and help us. So there's a lot of commentary about Sia thinking about getting Botox this weekend. Surprise, surprise. Dr. Robin, who we've had on the show a number of times and who is a doctor, says, I'm with you, Sia. Start the Botox now. Then the wrinkles don't even come. Dr. Robin started at 29, and if I could have afforded it, I'd have started earlier. Wow.
And we've met Dr. Robin, and she doesn't look like the cat lady.
No, she doesn't. No, she
right.
doesn't. But Elaine says, you can start at 35, wait 10 years. Annette says, only start with a little bit at 45. Monwabisi says, go and get that work done, Sia. Yonda says, Sia, you need Botox for your brain because your face doesn't need it. Treshka says, Sia, do not do it. I tried and I got hooded eyes. Warren says, what's the worst that could happen? Famous last words from Sia.
Hooded eyes is what could happen.
That's pretty shit.
Hooded eyelids.
I think that's what I've got. Pippa says, we had a huge blast in the gorge across from us on Sunday morning. It turns out a mortar bomb was uncovered by a gardener. Holy shit, Pippa, where do you live? In, like, war-torn Mozambique? Sean says,
that's crazy.
Flip, I just saw that bomb that you're talking about now go off online. It is huge. A boat going over that would have been blown up for sure. Yeah, you can go and watch the video. It's on all the news sites this week, and it's very cool. Treshka says, my hooded eyes took 6 months to be normal again. Oy, oy, oy.
You know, there is another risk, of course, and that's sometimes Botox can have a terrible effect on people. It really? Can cause things like paralysis, and you have to go for physiotherapy. There's a risk. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I didn't go for it for cosmetic reasons, but then was forced to for other reasons. Because I've seen horrific things of a young mom and dad with kids that were toddlers, and they were both lying on the floor of a physio room trying to walk again.
Leanne, if I spent 5 minutes talking to you about anything that I was going to do, either to improve my life or improve my face or improve my body, you would find a reason to talk me out of it in seconds. You would.
I'm just relaying the information.
You always have these horrible stories, and some of them are from your own life. You would put people off, oh, no, don't eat broccoli. Oh, no, I heard about someone who got broccoli stuck in their craw and they couldn't talk ever again. Leanne, I'm thinking of wearing glasses. Oh, no, there was this little girl and she stabbed her eye out with the side of her arm of her glasses once. And no, glasses are very bad. Leanne, I'm thinking of having my teeth straightened. No. There's a woman.
Don't do that.
I once had one of my teeth fall out because they were trying to pull it into the right direction. Come on.
Oh, I don't know what to say. I knew you were going to rip me off about this, and that's why I hesitated to tell the story. But it's a true story, and I've seen it with my eyes, so you have to hear it with your ears.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So many messages here. Let's quickly go through some of these. First from Vincent, he says, please say Bedford View again. Well, let me quickly tell you the story of this. So when we were on holiday in Mauritius once with the family, I was probably about, I don't know, 18, 19, 20, somewhere around there, and went away with my family. And we were at this place, and there were a whole lot of South Africans there. So they always go, where is everyone from? Yeah. And a lot of South Africans put up their hands. So he calls up this one girl to participate in some, you know, embarrassing routine on stage. And she goes up there and she goes, hello. So he goes, and what's your name? And she said, Denise, or whatever her name was. And so he says, and where are you from? And she goes, from Bedford View. So every time I ever hear Bedford View, I think of her. She was like, okay, that's Bedford View girl.
And listen, don't get me wrong. I hang out in Bedford View for a long time.
No, for sure.
I was born in Edenvale and then got married to someone who lives in Edenvale. But there is one thing that I can note, and that's just as you're heading towards the off ramp, you can see the cars that have been souped up already.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, I was one of those.
More souped up than in the south.
No. No, not as. And then I stopped at the petrol station and went inside, and there were three girls standing at the tills, and they were dressed exactly the same, with skinny jeans, like T-bar sandals, and black T-shirts. And I thought they were friends, and they all got into separate cars.
Is that like the uniform then?
Yeah, it might be the dress code.
Christine says, you're fine, Sia. Give your Botox 5 more years before you do it. And someone else says, no, wait, Sia. Here's all the feedback. Okay. Hadmin says, Botox is the best thing that ever happened to humankind. You want to stay beautiful, not become a troll, and then try to dolly yourself up. That's from Hadmin. Sia, have you heard of narcissists? Vanity will be the end of you.
No. Look, I have no issue with getting old. I have no issue with lines. I think lines are actually good. I actually told my cousin I want to keep these lines on my forehead because it shows expression, and I'm a person who needs that. But we have certain things at our fingertips that we can use just to enhance our lives a little. And I think there is this very prominent line that I have on my nose here when I frown. So let's just see, you know, if I come back on Monday if you're, and I have like this massive. Yeah,
if Leanne Moll's horrible stories come true and you end up with like an eye falling out or something, then, you know, we'll laugh at you because we'll know what happened.
If I have my camera off on Monday, I don't deserve a 10 rand in the jar.
You should have shut up because now we know what you're going to have.
No, I appreciate the honesty.
No, yeah, I've got
a thing about people keeping things from me. Mm. Maybe it's a life of people cheating on me. I don't know.
We're going into
worse when somebody doesn't tell you.
Are we going into your sad story now? Is this a life of people cheating on me?
Can we get some piano music or something?
What is that, Leanne? Tell us again. Okay.
All right.
It's going to be one of those mornings. So,
show us on the doll where they hurt you, Leanne.
Yeah. I got a picture of the mortar bomb that was found in Kloof in Durban last weekend. That's a hell of a place for a mortar bomb to be, right? It's a bit weird. That's from Pippa, who is telling us about this bomb that was exploded. And then in Bedford View, apparently, that is Botox Central. They have their own doctor, their own Bedford View doctor who makes the rounds to all the beauty salons.
Now, I heard on that side of the world, there is like a almost Beverly Hills-esque facility where you can go and you get your surgery fix up, and it's like a bit of a hotel, and you are able to recuperate there as well, and it's very private and no one ever knows. Some people, you know, who we might know in the public eye go there, and you leave after a week or so, and it just looks like, you know, you went on a bit of a holiday and you're extremely relaxed looking.
All right. Well, if you go away for a whole week, we know you're going for the full surgery. Okay. That's good on the Sia Botox front for now. We've got that to look forward to on Monday. We'll all be judging you now, Sia. You should have shut up about this because now we all know. Mm-hmm. And if it is a disaster, we'll be able to blame you for your stupid decision to have Botox done. All right. The police are in full force in the town of Senekal at the moment. The EFF and AFRI Forum will picket outside the court as the alleged killers of Brendan Horner make a second appearance. Last week, when the two suspects appeared in court, angry protesters stormed the court building and set a police vehicle alight. This prompted a response from the EFF, which has vowed to attend Friday's court proceedings and meet any violence that is meted out with violence of their own, which, of course, is such a solution. Such a great way. Let me read this the other way around. Let's see whether this changes anything. Because if you at all get yourself emotional about this thing in Senegal, just picture this. Imagine it isn't a farm murder, but it is a group of people who are upset about a witch in their community or a rapist who has been protected by someone or whatever, and they decide to storm the court building, which is not unusual in South Africa for government buildings to be stormed by angry people, even in service delivery protests, and for them to do damage to state property. If you feel more emotion than usual about this, may I suggest, and I don't mean to upset you even further, but may I suggest that perhaps you are allowing yourself to be manipulated by politicians and by race baiters on both sides, the side of the EFF and the side of the farmers. And I don't mean all the farmers, and I don't mean even the ones who are protesting necessarily, but I mean a small group of people who may be willing to do some damage to themselves and others. I mean a small incendiary group of people who are going to get a kick today on both sides of this argument out of fermenting violence and anger. Don't let it happen, please. Please don't let it happen. This is a trap. It's not a good idea. So there is this response from the EFF, which means they're going to attend. AfriForum are picketing. There are also soldiers from the former Israeli Defense Force who are there. There are
states. How did they get involved?
Well, there's this one guy who's apparently got a lot of attention in the news. The state security agencies are investigating self-defense training camps for farmers across the country. The EFF say they're going to arrive in their numbers and possibly with weapons. Please, can we just ratchet this down? And I would love to hear some actual leadership from people across the board in South Africa who are willing to stem this anger, to temper it down, if you know what I mean. The AA has been predicting another petrol price decrease. Yay. That's good news. But I don't know about you, if it makes a difference, because I haven't been driving as much. And then I'm driving this car that Phil from DeWitt Motors has given me to drive, which uses so little fuel that I've probably filled it in total 4 times since I've had it, and I've had it for over a month and a half. Now, that's amazing. Mm. I've never had this kind of fuel economy in my life. So if a petrol price decrease comes, hey, that's another place you can save. And I don't think there are very many South Africans who don't care about saving right now. All of us do, right?
Yeah.
So they're saying that the petrol price will come down and a small increase will happen for illuminating paraffin. But the association, that's the Automobile Association, forecasting a drop of petrol price between 14 and 17 cents a litre. Diesel set to fall by 20 cents a litre. And illuminating paraffin, as I mentioned, going up by 5 cents a litre. So that's good news. And that's from the AA. Just in case you needed a little bit of Friday, good news. In among all this this nonsense going on in Senegal. And then this is interesting. A rescue plan for SAA has yet to get off the ground. Yeah, I know. Because government has not provided promised funding, and the upcoming budget is looming as a crucial test for the future. The state-owned airline has limped along for a decade. A decade. We've been paying for this bullshit airline for a decade, people. I think that's probably a good time to cut the thing loose. Don't you think? So they say that government bailouts have helped, but last December they decided to let it sink into administration in the hopes of a profound restructuring to stem the flow of red ink and wipe away debts. Administrators axed most domestic and some international routes in February to save cash, even before the coronavirus grounded airlines globally, as they drafted a massive restructuring plan to create a leaner, more competitive airline. I think it's done. Let's just move on. This is an absolute waste of taxpayers' money. In a country where we have massive needs, keeping a government airline going, which is only really for rich people, because let's face it, poor people in this country can't afford to fly anywhere. So why are we keeping something that's this elitist alive? A government that keeps telling us how they are for the poor and for the people doesn't seem to give a shit when it comes to keeping an airline going, just because occasionally they use it to fly, right? Former Basasa and executive Angelo Agritzi was moved from the Johannesburg prison to a hospital on Thursday. On Wednesday, Agritzi appeared in court on fraud and corruption charges and was denied bail. The court ruled that Agritzi's foreign assets make him a flight risk.
Sorry, I thought you were building up suspense. I'm like, oh, make him a what?
That was flight risk in inverted commas.
Yeah, he's a flight risk. Although, I mean, Angelo Agritzi is quite overweight. For him to go anywhere, even in some fast form of transport, would take a long time. He appeared alongside former ANC MP Vincent Smith. Smith's bail has been extended to the 3rd of December. So there are two pretty awful people. At least he greets, he's done us the favor of telling us which people in the ANC are rotten. YouTube has become the latest social media giant to announce a sweeping crackdown on content linked to the QAnon conspiracy theory. So something really bizarre happened yesterday, and we mentioned it briefly in the Burning Platform, but all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google, all got in the way of a story. They participated in active censorship over a story related to Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden and their involvement in a company in the Ukraine called Burisma, which Hunter Biden served as a board member on. It turns out that the story, which nobody has, not even the Biden camp, have denied the facts of the story, but the social media businesses have decided that they've already made up their minds and that we don't need to know anything else. So they've actually gone out of their way to ban you and me from hearing about this stuff. With only a few days, 20 or less days to the election, this is outrageous. And I think it's time for us all to move away from all these platforms. I really do. I think it's time to get off Facebook. I think it's time to leave Twitter long, far behind us in the dust. Twitter's always been shit, but it's extra shit now. And they're actually actively getting involved in what you can and can't share and what you can and can't see. I mean, if you try to share the New York Post story, and New York Post is like the third biggest newspaper in the world. You know that? They published the story about Hunter Biden. And now, according to Twitter, you can't share that story because it might be harmful or fake news or whatever it is. They use whatever excuses at hand. So this is worth thinking about. Now, Google, I see, are going to get involved. They're going to ban material targeting a personal group with conspiracy theories that have been used to justify violence, like QAnon. Now, apparently QAnon alleges that Donald Trump is battling a cabal of elite Satan-worshipping pedophiles. The FBI last year issued a warning about conspiracy theory-driven domestic extremists and designated QAnon a potential domestic extremist threat. Fine. It does sound like it's a bunch of lunatics. Let's be clear, though. If you ban them, you must also ban extreme leftist groups like Antifa and probably Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives Matter has morphed into this Marxist violent group. The idea of Black Lives Mattering is completely uncontroversial. Of course they do. But the organization Black Lives Matter does not just stand for what that line tells you. They stand for a lot of things that are quite concerning. And they have been involved in many acts of violence across the United States. So, sure, if you're going to ban QAnon, if you're in the banning business, if that's what you've decided you do as a social media platform, good, go ahead. But bear this in mind, that if you ban that stuff, you've got to ban the stuff on the other side too. Otherwise, we're going to look at you askance and we're going to say, well, you don't stand for free speech clearly because you're into the business of banning. So then ban everything. Don't just ban one thing. And if you become the arbiters, I'm going to find other platforms. So there's some useful information for you. All right, so those are your headlines for this morning, and it's quite a lot to chew on. Can we get to Marijke? Because Marijke Haywood, who we've spoken to before, is the marketing manager for Lotto Land in South Africa. I've got a hell of a story for you. It's been a little over a week since we told you about the lottos that are run by Lotto Land in South Africa. Now, have you been gambling? Have your odds improved? Have your odds been working out for you? Well, have you won anything? Just so you're up to date with the latest on what Lotto Land has to offer, Marijke Haywood, their marketing manager, is back again to chat to us. Hey, Marijke, how are you doing? Marijke, can you hear us? She's not there.
Oh.
Well, then I'm going to save my... She's left the room. Maybe she's upset with us.
You never know.
I don't know why anyone would be upset with us this morning. I mean, we're fairly uncontroversial. We've only spoken about all the most controversial things in the world in the first hour.
I know. It was pretty rough.
Neil says, QAnon is not portrayed in the media correctly. It is a movement that provides clues for people to go and research information. It is not a movement to promote hate. Okay. Venetia says, You must watch India's Bad Boy Billionaires on Netflix, giving you a view on how these shady rich people do things. Made me think of our billionaires. Imagine a Netflix docu about them. Oh, yeah. I'd watch that. How about you?
Yeah.
Hey, Marika, can you hear us? Marika. Hmm. See, let's see if we can get her back on. I want to talk to her. I'll tell you my story because I teased Sia the other day, made him think that I might have won the lotto. He got so excited. Anyway, all right, go and take a look then at Lotto Land in the meantime, and we'll try and get Marika on and see if we can sort out her microphone and see if we can get her on and making conversation with the rest of us. Okay, so many things to get into. I know Leanne has got a bunch of things on her mind this morning, but are people still doing this Jerusalem thing? Because I saw a Donald Trump video that the Kiffness put up after someone tipped me off yesterday. And it's actually pretty funny. He was actually on stage dancing to YMCA, but the Kiffness took that footage and put it to the Jerusalem beat, and it's hilarious. Donald Trump, he dances worse than me.
Oh.
And that is saying
he's
something.
He's like a tree.
Yeah, he can't really. But he looks like he's having a good time. And bear in mind, this is a man who had COVID 2 weeks ago, eh?
Yes, and the best medication in the world.
Yeah, but it's
not giving people the illusion that you just recover very quickly.
It's not an illusion. This medicine is available to everyone. I don't know why it's not controversial.
You have to be at a, what I mean is you have to be at a worse level for them to administer this medication.
But it's fairly standard. I mean, we can get a doctor to comment on this. That's not what I heard. I heard it's...
You know what? There's so many stories and versions and commentary and, yeah, it's so much.
Here's Carl. He says that fat bastard Agretzi is probably diabetic and now he's trying to use his health to stay out of prison.
Well, we know that the South African handbook says
you just pretend
when
you're sick.
You are going to prison, you now have 40,000 ailments and health issues that will make sure you don't.
It's amazing. Tito Mboweni, have you seen his vegetable garden in Machuba's Kloof? You know he's got that property in Machuba's Kloof where he's tried to grow avocados and I mean, it's a beautiful part of South Africa, right? If you've ever been to Machuba's Kloof, you'll know. It's absolutely magnificent. And the finance minister, that's his place that he goes. But he posted this picture of his veggie garden. But if you zoom in, it looks like he's got vegetables, like spinach or whatever. But then it looks like a whole bunch of dacha plants growing next to
that. No, he's posted that before. Yeah.
So they are dacha plants, are they?
Yeah. He admitted to it before with a close-up of them. But I think I don't want to see his garden anymore. I don't want to see his dinner table. I don't want to see his kitchen. I want to see my finance minister behind a desk somewhere with a calculator, with a pencil behind his ear. That's the only place I want to see him. Now, he updates us too often.
Sure. Okay, Sia's decided. Sia's turning his back on the minister trying to detain us. That happened quickly.
Yeah.
No, I'll go elsewhere for my entertainment. Thank you very much.
Sean says Trump never had COVID. It was all a stunt for votes. Well, there's a conspiracy theory. Just be careful you don't say that on Google, Sean. You'll be banned. He killed my Tesla share price the day they said he had COVID. Yeah, the stock market is so jumpy, eh? Elaine says, remember, you're going to get the face that you deserve at 45 anyway, Sia, despite Botox and other interventions.
What's that supposed to mean?
You get the face you deserve. So if you have laugh lines and that kind of thing, that's the face that you've earned by laughing a lot. If you have frown lines, then you've probably been frowning a lot in your life. So that could be your fault. It must be on you. But if you have this... intensely Botoxed face by that age, then I don't know if you've actually lived it up properly. People will think that you've had a boring life.
Yeah, that's fine.
You don't mind if they think that you're boring as long as you look good.
Yeah, I don't know what the con to that is.
Okay.
I just look very zen all the time.
This tells us a lot about Sia. Hey, Mareike,
I don't think I should have spoken about this. Now I regret it.
Jesus. Unbelievable. We are trying very hard to get Mareike on the line. We're going to have to try one or two more times, but we'll see if we can get her before we get to 7 o'clock. We've also got some news for you and lots of the stories that are going around today. People are saying, Sia, please do not do it. You'll look more surprised than what you already do.
It's Sia's choice in the end.
Can I just go back to the Tito story? If he is growing weed, it's fine, right? It's not illegal.
Yeah, technically it's his home, and he didn't say anything about selling it.
Okay. Well, as long as he's not, like, selling bags of it next to the road in Machuba's Kloof, then he'll be fine. He won't get arrested for that. But he did say, he said there, arrest me if this is illegal. So he's almost, like, asking for it.
Yeah.
All right, so, Ass, how's the Kazanti stuff coming along? Are you still enjoying that?
I'm seeing him this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Very excited. I can't get enough of the photographs. I've totally become that person. I have a gallery on my phone.
And do you share them with other people?
No. Okay. No.
That would be annoying. It's fine to have a gallery. So my little nephews are coming back today from the game reserve with my parents and my brother and sister-in-law. The trip I was meant to be on.
Yes.
Yes. If I've sounded a little bitter this week, it's because I missed out on what would have been a nice holiday. That was planned a year ago, by the way. But what can be done? Apparently what happened was the camp that we were meant to stay in, elephants destroyed the fence. So it was nature. It wasn't human.
Elephants.
Elephants. Correct. Broke the fence down. So that they had to shut down that camp and repair the fence. So that's why we couldn't go to that camp. And that's why there wasn't space for me. So
thank goodness it didn't happen while you were there.
Yeah. But they threw me off the invitation list. And that's my own family. You know how that makes you feel?
Yeah, feelings of abandonment creeping up inside.
I've got a nice surprise for you this morning. Do you remember Pumpkin Patch?
Of course I do. I still remember the exact theme tune, every word.
Do you remember Laurel from Pumpkin Patch?
Yes, I do.
So Laurel is living in Australia, and she's actually going to catch up with us this morning. We're going to find out what's going on in Australia with COVID-19 because we've got some updates there, but we'll also talk to her about, you know, Pumpkin Patch and all that stuff. And I mean, anyone who grew up in the late 80s, early 90s, in fact, all the way through the 90s, they will probably remember her. Laurel.
Look, we last spoke to her in 2018.
Yeah.
And she's the one who reached out to us again because she's a New Zealand citizen as well.
I thought she was in Australia. She's in New Zealand?
No, she's in Australia. Oh. She's a New Zealand citizen, though.
Oh.
And they are voting this weekend. So she says, yeah, there's some interesting things to talk about the elections, about how Australia is, and all that jazz.
All right. Very good. Here's some clarity.
New Zealand.
Oh, by the way, what's happened with Mareike here? Has she given up?
We're trying a solution, so I need a minute or two.
Apparently, according to a few people here, you can actually grow as much weed as you like on your property, on your premises, and nobody can mess with you there. So Tito is well within his rights if he wants to grow some weed. Don't worry, Sia, on Webinar Jam, we can't see your lines anyway. That's from Sean. And then Vusi says, what do I do to see the Donald Trump Jerusalem dance video? I suppose just go to the Kiffness. He's got a YouTube channel. You'll probably find it on there. I think. Lots of people saying they love Leanne. Now can we please find Candice Hillebrandt, Gareth? Do you remember her? She was a KTV presenter who ended up being an MNET presenter. She was smoking hot, you know, obviously when I was, because I'm the same age as her. So she must, I wonder where she is in the world. I wonder what she's up to, but she was gorgeous. Remember that name?
See what we can find.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Do you remember the name, Sia? It was like, I think it was before your time.
No. The KTV presenters of my time are like Roxy Berger.
Ooh. Yeah, she's around. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll see if we can we can get Mareka on the line. We'll get all our shit together. We'll be back in a moment or two. CliffCentral.com. What?
I think we have Mareka coming on.
Okay, but we got like 2 minutes here, so let's what do you want
to
do?
I have added her to the room.
Oh, added her to the room. You see, this is this new software we work with for the show, so let's see. Okay, holding thumbs. Then we can talk to find out. So what happened was I did win 60 Rand or whatever on one of my lottery
tickets. Oh, okay.
But I only screenshotted the top part of it, which says, I'm going to read it straight off the thing that tells me that I won. So here it is. It says, congratulations, your Mega Millions ticket from the 7th of October has won! Exclamation mark. Winning amount for your ticket, and that's where I cut it off. So I only screenshotted that piece, and then I sent it to Sia, and Sia's like, oh my God, 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 oh my God. Because it was for like 6 billion rand.
Oh, you know, gosh. How did you feel when you first saw it?
Just to get an email from
the amount.
Look, I'm so skeptical of everything these days. I mean, just yesterday, some Nigerian dude contacted me and said that I needed to please take off his hands because he doesn't need the money. 7,000 or 7 million or whatever it was. And I thought, well, that's definitely not true, right? So I was a little suspicious. But when I read the amount, let me tell you what it is. It's an exact 65 Rand 93.
Yeah.
So I can always just put that back into the lotto now.
You must have got a direction when you saw that.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed, I must tell you. Like if it was the 6 billion, can you – oh, I like in my wildest fantasies, I wouldn't know how happy to be at that moment because that would solve 100% of the problems that I have and I would solve other people's problems with that money. There is no amount of good I wouldn't do with that money because – frankly, I don't need like a lot. I'm not in huge debt or anything like that. So it would be purely to make my life and other people's lives better. And I would build cool things and go to interesting places. And I've always had this fantasy of being like an Indiana Jones and like rescuing artifacts from ancient sites and from countries that are unstable and bringing them into some museum where humanity can store them. I would do so many cool things. But alas, it was 65 Rand.
What if it's, you know, it's a good omen of bigger, better things to come?
You think I should keep trying?
I'm just saying all of these great things so that you cut us some when you get 65 million.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in a second. This is cliffcentral.com. You can listen to us on an app. You can listen to us on the website. You can listen to us on any of the podcast apps that there are. You can also watch us this morning by going to cliffcentral.com and clicking on the link, as many people do, people who like to see what we're up to, not just to listen to us after the fact. So let us know what you're up to today. And you can also always message us on 079-748-2090. Come and give us a high five.
Hey, where's the drum?
CliffCentral.com.